This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new music festival will take over the old stomping grounds of Denver's Underground Music Showcase. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
When UMS announced it was moving neighborhoods, the South Broadway community complained. Soon after, musicians decided to throw a new festival, Bluesiver's First Rodeo, running July 23rd through 26th, the same weekend as UMS. Organizers say the fest will celebrate Denver's do-it-yourself music renaissance. Here's organizer Jillian Paisley.
Our slogan we've been running with is "Buy artists for everybody," and I think that's really, really shaping up to be true.
Musicians will play independent venues like High Dive, the Skylark Lounge, and HQ, but also front porches, living rooms, and other DIY spots across Denver. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new report finds access to nearby nature in the U.S. isn't equal, and the gap is closely tied to race, income, and pollution exposure. Raina Payan with Justice Outside, which co-produced the report, says the lack of nearby nature has real health implications.
Nature deprivation isn't just about the aesthetics of who has access to big nature. It's also about who has access to clean air and clean water.
Communities of color are three times more likely than white communities to live in places with severe nature loss, areas with fewer parks and trees and higher levels of pollution. Xcel Energy is warning of likely power shutoffs today around 2 p.m. for some residents in Boulder and Jefferson counties. This is CPR News in KRCC.